The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? It is Ralph Sutton from the SDR Show. This is a weird, wild, fun episode. Why? Not only a porn star that more girls got excited about than guys, Sasha Gray, is on the show, and my business partner, Luis J. Gomez, steps in to be the co-host, and Shannon is on the show, and for some reason, she starts masturbating midway through the episode. Why did you do that, Shannon?
How can you not?
It's Sasha Gray.
Yeah.
It's crazy, though, is when I put up the picture of Sasha Gray coming on, it was only women that wrote back to me. Holy shit, Sasha Gray. I don't know why she appeals so much more to women, because she appeals to men for sure.
Yeah, this is one of the names that's been on the show that I think the most amount of people recognized and were excited about when I told them about it.
More so than me?
No, of course not.
Of course not. Okay, we do the show every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. This episode, Sasha Gray, Luis J. Gomez. You could have heard 5 days ago if you went to Gas Digital Network, sans commercials in HD and every episode we've ever done since the dawn of time. You just use the code SDR. You get 20% off and you even get to try out Shannon's show. The thing is, boop. Did I say it wrong? Is it the thing is boop?
No.
I don't know. But you get it all at GasDigitalNetwork.com. But here it is right now, the Sasha Gray episode of the SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoe. It's weed, I'm beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, it's art. You need to know. The SDR Show. Let's go.
It is the SDR Show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. Back with me, as always, is Shannon, producing this little podcast that we do. And I was trying to figure it out. I don't know the last time he co-hosted. It's probably 2 years ago, host of the Real Ass Podcast, one third of the Legion of Skanks, and co-host of Believe You Me with Michael Bisbing, Luis J. Gomez. How are you, sir?
What's up, baby boys? Very happy to be back on the Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. Very excited about our guests today, Ralph. It's a lot of fun stuff happening. I appreciate you bringing me into the fold.
You know what's funny? We'll announce the guest. Very rarely do I have co-hosts fighting for the chance.
Hell yeah.
To speak to the person that is on, and as a big a testament to her, I told one of the girls that I'm dating that she was on. She's like, oh my God, I have so many questions. So I have a couple of questions from her as well. It shows how she transcends both men and women in her fan base. It is Sasha Gray. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Sasha.
Thank you for having me.
I like your very sweet setup there. The nice microphone, the background, it looks very wholesome and nice.
You know, my biggest gripe with all of these celebrities doing interviews and live videos during pandemics is their sound is always such garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes nothing to get a cheap mic.
A microphone. The amount of people in band that should, singers that should know better.
Right?
The amount of times they're just doing it from their phone. It is mind-boggling to me.
It is, yeah. But this is my streaming room, so this is where I'm usually at, and I just realized I have no lights up, so.
That's allowed. Luis is building a podcast studio in his home right now. I have mine here. Luis, you have a podcast studio and a gym. Are they right next to each other in your apartment?
Well, my gym is up in my garage, and now my podcasting studio is going to be right there. We're about to get locked down for another round of quarantines, so we have to be self-sufficient. We learned last time, we made a lot of mistakes last time, but this time we will have perfect video and perfect audio, guaranteed.
It's crazy.
It's always a work in progress, though. But still,
when the lockdown happened back in March, Luis and I had to have a meeting and figure out how we're getting cameras and microphones to all 20 shows. That was a very chaotic couple of days. That was rough for the producer team and everything. That was really terrible. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I bet.
We're gonna go through it again, Luis. So much better this time, though.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Prepared.
So, and also, by the way, the thing that I want to get into deeply with the two of you, because I know nothing about it, but Lewis is big on it, is apparently you're both Twitch streamers, so we can get into that as well. But I know that you're also hosting a cooking show, which I want to talk about because that's fascinating. Before we start any of it, I have a sort of dating story that I'm curious to get all three of your input on. If I'm being played or not, we're going to find out in about 3 hours when I go on the date.
Ralph, you're 100% being played. You're 6'7", you're 50.
Yeah, those are both true things.
Okay, what do you think?
You have to ask yourself if you're being played. You're probably
I'm probably being played. It's never happened to me before. So we've established on the show many times that I am human garbage. I only date women based on Instagram. That's where I hit on girls constantly. I have no problem with it, you know, and then date way below the age that I should be dating. In fact, I said to someone that you were coming on, and he said to me, it was Chris from Brooklyn, is she still hot? I said, yeah, she's gorgeous. She's like 32. She looks incredible. And he said to me, wow, 32 and you think she's gorgeous. You're like maturing. Because for me, 32, I'm like, yuck. Women can be over 30. Yuck. Anyway, so
Jesus Christ.
This is what happened. And now I'm curious to hear. I met her on Instagram. We make plans to go to dinner. We're right now in full disclosure.
I don't want to interrupt your story, Ralph, but I have to say, I'm going to give a little like cliff notes here. Okay.
Okay.
When he says met on Instagram, he harasses women on Instagram. It's just a game of numbers. You don't meet somebody on Instagram.
Harass is the wrong word.
Explain to Sasha what your game is and how you, because there's a specific way that he fishes for women, and it is so much creepier than you could possibly imagine. Creepy. But I respect it. I respect it because it is soulless. It's the way a salesman can just. He doesn't register the word no. He just goes on to the next rebuttal. That's the way Ralph is with Young Vagina.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much for painting.
What's your approach?
You're painting a beautiful picture of me, Lewis. You're a real poet. It's beautiful. this part doesn't work as much as well right now due to the pandemic because people aren't traveling as much. Yeah. But I will explain what usually works for me. Sorry. So I searched. This happened organically. You know how Instagram, if you like a lot of photos with the same hashtag, it will tell you, hey, you've liked 12 photos this week with the hashtag blah, blah, blah. Maybe you want to follow that hashtag. So one day it said it to me, and it was the hashtag New York. And I said to myself, okay. Oh, girls are coming to New York. They're putting in the first time, you know, hashtag New York, and they're like taking a picture by the Statue of Liberty, whatever. And I'm following them and liking them or whatever. So then I was like, if I follow the hashtag New York, I am going to see hot girls that are arriving into New York City for the first time. And I just DM them and say,
very predatory. Now, I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there. Extraordinarily predatory.
It's disgusting. It's horrible.
Opportunistic. And
I
will say,
I'm a great tour guide or something like that. Or they'll say,
oh God, it's so cheesy.
It's horrible. And it doesn't work 60% of the time, maybe more, 70% of the time. And then the other thing that's about Instagram that is not on any other platform. If I were to DM you, Sasha, on Instagram, and you know you're not following me, so you're going into the request bin.
Yeah.
You may never see that.
I will never see it.
People don't check it often.
Never.
But once in a while, some girls will check it because there might be legit job offers in there. There might be something really in there, so they go through it once in a while. But if I see, a month went by, like I happen to like the same girl again, and notice, she never read it. If you delete it, it never existed.
Okay.
So it doesn't say like on Facebook, if you delete a message, it'll say user deleted the message.
Right. Lewis
is looking at me with disgust and admiration.
Like, how do you know all of this? Yeah.
So will resend the same message maybe 6 months later. They'll never know I sent it 3 times. And then the one time that they happen to go check their request messages, mine's up on top. She's not going to go through 100. She might go through the first 5 or 6. And mine is just one like, hey, what's up? I'm a good tour guy. Like, oh, my God. Hey, this guy seems normal.
He's playing blackjack, and he's just he knows when to hit, he knows when to stay. Yeah. He's just playing that game, and he just slowly
and well aware that it's disgusting.
And every woman that you date has no personality and no soul.
Okay,
and usually I think they're prostitutes.
Well, if you're finding them on Instagram, half of them.
I would say that I am not completely unaware of the fact that part of dating me is because we go to nice restaurants, we take trips, we do nice things. if they don't have any money, a girl would be enamored with that.
They're easily impressed.
Yeah, I have a low bar. So anyway, I met this girl. She said yes. And then she said to me, look, give me your number. We video chatted. She's 100% real. This part I know, right? I've been down that road enough times. So she said, look, I'm going to go out to dinner with you tonight either way, but do you want to play a game first? And I'm like, well, that's interesting. What does that mean? She said, well, say yes, and we have to do it. If you don't do it, I'm not going to come to dinner, but say no, and I'll still just come to dinner. We don't play the game. You got that so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I said, you know what? I've never had anyone ask me this. I'm going to say yes. And she said, okay. I put panties on hold at Agent Provocateur. If you go get them and bring them to me for dinner, I'll put them on in the bathroom. Ooh. And I'll take a photo from the bathroom wearing the panties.
That's kind of hot, actually.
That is fucking hot as shit. And I did it. First of all, I didn't realize how fucking expensive Agent Provocateur. It was like a $90 pair of panties, yeah, right? Yeah. But part of me is thinking maybe she just works at Agent Provocateur, does this to hundreds of guys, and is getting commission. I don't know.
No, that's stupid. She's definitely, at first I was like, all right, she's just trying to get some free shit. But she has to meet you to get those panties. Right. She's got to deal with you all night. Like, it's not really worth $90.
Yeah. She's got to deal with me is the best way to put it. Anybody that's willing has really got to deal with me. So right now, when we're done, it's 3 hours from now. I'm going to dinner with this girl, in theory.
And we'll Did you already buy them?
I got them. I got them here. Yeah.
Can we see them?
What color are they?
I have to go run to the other room to get them, but I'll get them for you if you want.
The cat will keep us entertained.
All right. So you guys be entertained. Talk amongst yourself about what a creep I am. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Yeah. But Ralph, by the way, he's even more calculated than that because he'll start following girls. Like he'll follow girls that like follow his friends. So they see that they have mutual friends and it's all very deliberate and creepy. I don't know. Sasha, I apologize. First of all, I don't know why the show starts off with a 20-minute story about Ralph being a creep to turn off the guests completely. I apologize. That's not how I would produce the show. But is there? Let me ask you a question, Sasha. Are you single?
No.
No.
That was a weird answer.
No.
I heard that.
No, she's smart because she knows she's. Every time she mentions her dumb boyfriend, she loses 1,000 followers on Instagram or Twitch or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's more like stalkers. So
okay, all right, well,
yeah.
All right, so here it is. This is the very nice box, by the way.
Okay.
And let's open it up. I didn't even really look at it to be honest, but oh, it's pretty, pretty sexy. There we go.
Nice. The way you're holding them, it looks like you've never held a pair of panties in your life.
Yeah. Well, they look a little like costume underwear. Oh, okay. Are those palm trees?
It looks like a palm tree of some sort. Yeah.
Well, the reason I was asking you if you were single, Sasha, is because I was wondering: is there any way a guy can inbox you, Instagram, social media? Is there anything that he can do to somehow score or get score with you, but get your attention?
A girl.
He's too old for me already. Anyway.
A girl, not a guy.
A girl could.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm too old school. I still don't trust the internet enough.
I know how difficult it was to set up this Zoom call. I know you don't trust the internet at all.
Nope.
Wait, what do you mean?
Paying you.
She was unwilling to do Zoom initially. And I literally tried 5 different platforms with Shannon, all of which had a problem of some sort or shape where like we couldn't get a gallery view. We couldn't get it to record long enough. The quality of the stream wasn't long enough. Yeah. And eventually I suggested just create a fake email address and we'll do it with that. And that's what I think put the nail in the coffin to make it happen.
Yeah.
So anyway, now that we're back with it, I showed you the underwear. You don't think I'm getting played, Lewis?
No, I don't think you're getting played. I think she knows what the fuck she wants. Like in her mind, it's not even like, this is why I respect it. I respect it on her end and I respect it on your end. I respect everybody involved in this story, okay? Because all she's doing is she's saying like, this is this dumb little like barrier of entry and she's sort of testing you. Right. And she's going like, oh, is this guy fucking, is he going to fucking scoff at $90 for a pair of panties or is he a fucking baller? And is he going to be a boss and be a fucking daddy? And if he is, I'll go put him on the bathroom and I'll fucking probably fuck him tonight, which is great. So I hope you get laid. I don't think she's just trying to get a free pair of panties and some dinner.
I don't know. That's what I think is that there's a good chance I think she's going to show up.
Because, I'd say there's a good chance.
I think there's a good chance that she's just doing it for the panties and dinner, but I could be wrong. Who knows? I'm excited to find out. It's part of the whole thing. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, all right, let's wash our hands of that awful story of me being a creep. And well, I watched a few episodes of Secret Sauce, which is your cooking show on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
I happen to be, this is where now I'm trying to get on your good side. We've established I'm human garbage. I went to cooking school for a year and I ran a restaurant here in New York for 4 years. I'm super into food. Nice. And my question is, I'm looking at a couple of them, especially with the pelmeni. I make great pelmeni, by the way, also. Ooh. But are you following recipes specifically? Or are you improvising? Are you just trying to, because I know, so you do like the Russian thing, or a Mexican thing, or a couple other things. Are you taking recipes that are submitted, or are you trying to put your own spin on it?
A little bit of both. It depends what it is. Like the pelmeni is the pelmeni. You have to do it a certain way. But I've never made it before. So if I've never made a dish before, I'll look at different recipes to see how they differ.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of pick the best of what I think is the best, at least on paper.
And are you filming the one that you're making first, or do you do it a few times if it doesn't work out?
No, I don't test it. I don't pre-test anything. So if I fail, I fail.
Like, not good enough. And are there ones now that you've made so much that you like that you now made it regular part of your dining repertoire?
I mean, a lot of the Mexican stuff is regular stuff I make, except like the chile rellenos. That's something that I never regularly made. I prefer other things. And then one of my moderators was like, you should try these. And I was like, yeah, it's been a minute since I tried to make those. And I wasn't really happy with it the first time. So now I feel like I just cook so much more. I'm more intuitive. So I just looked at a basic recipe. And then instead of like doing exactly how they did it, I was like, well, I think I can make the sauce better.
Yeah.
Are you self-taught, or did you go to school for cooking?
No, completely self-taught. I just love food. Yeah. I mean, my best memories as a kid were being in the kitchen with my parents. And then when they were divorced, like I knew going to dad's house meant like, I'm going to have a steak. I'm going to have even if it was just the very basics.
Yeah.
What's your ethnic background? Like, what did you grow up eating? Like, what is your family from?
Oh, we're American, but Greek and Irish.
Okay. Do you identify with either one, or you just look at yourself as American?
It's tough. Like I identify as Greek because my real name is Greek. I have the body hair to prove it.
Yuck.
The only.
Come on, keep the fucking fantasy alive, Sasha. Yeah. All right.
It's. I've already exposed myself. Like, you're not. it's not a secret. And like all of the familial connections that I have are from there. Like all of the history. The only history I know is from there. So I definitely feel that, but at the same time, I've traveled enough to know that, like, I'm fucking American. There's no doubt about it. Like,
fair enough. I don't
speak the language. I don't cook the food.
Louis, you don't identify as Puerto Rican, really, other than for the purposes of getting away with saying things, racial slurs.
I honestly just call myself Puerto Rican just because I've said too many bad things on podcasts.
Exactly. Right.
So I also call myself gay for that reason. So.
Fair enough. All right, before we go any further, if you are a fan of this show and you are over 21, holy shit, do we have news for you. We've been talking about them for a couple of weeks now. It is Hempire Direct. That's Empire with an H. HempireDirect.com. Why are you going to love this? Well, they can legally sell you Delta 8 THC in 42 states. 42 states! There's only 50. That means 8 of you are screwed. But the 42 of you can be a part of this. And why are you going to love Delta 8? Because it gets you high. And we're talking really high. Big J has told me directly he gets very high from this. Delta 8 in vape cartridges, gummies, distillate, soft gel, tinctures. All that you want is high quality, lab tested, and incredible prices. Just go to HempireDirect.com. That's HempireDirect.com. Use the code GASD, the D as in digital, GASD, and you get 50, that is 50% off your first time purchase. 50% off, literally half what you were going to pay at HempireDirect.com. Legally sold in 42 states, just like CBD, except D8 gets you really high. If you're looking for a way to legally get THC, this is your way. HempireDirect.com. Use the code GASD, as in gas digital, minus the digital, and you get 50% off your first deal. You cannot miss this great deal. let's get back into the show. All right. So now, Sasha, my first question, this was one of that the girl I'm dating, who I met legitimately normally, asked me to ask you, which was, there's so many women that have done or at least tried to do what you do, which is you do porn, you gain a shit ton of fans, and then you transition into the mainstream, right? Very few do it successfully. Why do you think you were able to do it successfully when thousands of others that have been on this show have tried and not been able to do that? Where you've been in major TV shows and movies and stuff like that, where most, that's the reason I've always felt most people get into porn anyways, to get that almost quick burst of fan base so you could transition.
I mean, I think that's a bad idea if anybody has that in mind. But second, I know it appears that way from the outside. And I know I've been fortunate enough to be part of some really great productions. But I have still till this day consider myself an independent artist, an independent creator. Mm-hmm. Because it's not like I just did this thing and I continued to do those things. You know what I mean? So it's not always like as seamless and fluid as it appears to the public.
Right.
But I think the most obvious answer is that I was 18. I knew I wanted, and I fucked like a man.
Well,
like, and I was outspoken, you know, so I didn't just sit there like, I'm like, God, I love cock like that.
No, you actually there was shit something to say. There was something weird about your thing though, because a lot of the girls came off like bimbos, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you didn't, you had a thing about you which was almost like maybe intimidating, I guess, as like a young porn watcher. You didn't come off as like the, you know, the casting couch, like, oh, what am I doing here? You know what I'm saying? You sort of had like you know, like I said, intimidating is sort of the best way to put it. Is that something that, like, you know, do you think maybe that sort of helped separate you in the industry?
I do, because I early on, this is going to sound so cheesy and date me, but early on, I was like using MySpace to write blogs, and I would talk about music, and I would talk about movies, and I would talk about sexuality and all of these things that interested me. And as a result, and it ended up humanizing me. And I think we were still at that point in a really cool part of the internet where it still felt kind of underground, where it hadn't been completely exploited by corporations. And so,
and we didn't realize the danger of it. It was cool. And it was like, it was just about having a good time and sort of expressing yourself.
And people didn't find out they could be anonymous and spread hate. Like, that was like once that became about.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that had, all of those things combined, I do think had a huge effect.
I think a way to put it, though, for me, when I remember seeing you early on, it seemed like where a lot of girls you feel fell into porn, it felt like you made a choice, like, oh, I want to do that, as opposed
absolutely
to, you know. Yeah. And that, I think, is the big 180 difference, where you knew, I read online, you knew at 15 you wanted to do it, but you had to wait till you were 18. That's what 15, I read online.
No.
That? All right, I read something.
No. 17. Right. But I was already out of 18. High school.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that was following you back then, like your MySpace blogs, like that, that now, whatever it is, 14, 15 years later, whatever it is, that still follow you, like original fans from your first movies and stuff?
Yeah, there's a few people I recognize on Twitter because they have the same fucking avatars. So every once in a while, I'll see their names pop up. And then other than that, like, I'm guessing, yes, that's still a large part of my audience. Mm-hmm. So, but it's not like I have relationships or communicate with those people. Also, because at a certain point, just for my own personal safety, like, I had to stop that sort of open communication with people.
It was getting, I'm assuming people get fucking creepy as shit, right?
Yeah, a lot of boundaries were crossed. So
people showing up at your, you know, where you're going to be at a restaurant, whatever it is.
It's like, it's one bad apple. It really is. And it's a shame. And I mean, today there's no way I would even have time to answer messages, even if I wanted to. But, you know, so there's that reality of it as well. But yeah, it's always one bad apple.
It's also weird. I briefly dated a woman that was in that industry, and to have a guy come up and say, oh my God, I love all your work. Like, dude, we're at dinner. Like, it just felt kind of like they didn't have the boundary to not wait and not do anything. It just seemed, it's a very weird dynamic. I feel it's.
I think that happens to everybody in the public eye, though. Like,
yeah, but it just feels different when it's in the porn industry. I would, yeah, just, you know, just maybe that's just me. I don't know. But.
He's like, oh, I loved you in Gaping Asshole 7. It was just,
yeah, that's what I mean. It felt.
It was so number
weird.
Five.
It's so weird to me. And then also, like, so you entered at 18, you left at 21. Do you remember when you made that decision? Like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't just one day, but it was a collection of moments, because I had, long story short, if I can, I started and stopped a company, a production company in porn.
During that time frame.
Yeah. And I don't know, I probably was building the company and then started production over the course of a year, sleeping 3 hours a day, like just put everything I had into it. I love sleep. And within 3 months of going into production and signing deals, the company folded. Bad partnership. And during the same time, it was like the year after the economy collapsed, crashed. So just so many things were happening. Like, the economy crashed. I was making music. I was acting in other projects. And I felt like I had accomplished everything I wanted to as a performer. Mm-hmm. And the only thing left for me to do was to have my own company. And I just felt like, all right, I tried it. Now what? Start from scratch after a year? Like, it was my first big failure. And I felt like this is.
And you're so young. You were 21. It just seems like you were young enough, yeah, to try again. It just seems kind of odd that you just said, all right, fuck it, I'm done. And just.
It was a weird time, though. It was a really weird time in the industry. Right. Like, it was all like parody movies. Like, that's okay. All anybody was doing. I thought, you know, again, a lot of it came down to the fact that I felt like I had accomplished what I'd set out to accomplish. There was nothing left for me as a performer. Like, I wanted to grow and I wanted to challenge myself. And by just sort of recycling the same thing that was happening, I felt like I would be lying to myself.
And then I find interesting, because I've heard the story so many times, like of the girls that we've had on the show that were starting in porn or still in porn, always seems like the first scene is an orgy. Why is that? Is that, they do that on purpose to
really?
Yeah, like three or four girls have told us that. So is that like a thing that to see if, what happens?
I don't think there is a thing, you know, unless it's a trend, like, oh, stepbrother. But no, mine was an accident, because somebody got. Like, somebody had to cancel last minute.
Lewis and I were once in an accidental orgy together. That was weird.
Oh, how was that?
It was just me and him.
It's just me and Lewis. Yeah, we filmed it. So now Lewis is a big Twitch streamer, and I know you're.
I'm not a big Twitch streamer. I'm not. I'm a very small Twitch streamer, and I'm not very good at video games. But I feel like if I'm going to sit there and play video games for hours at a time, why not connect with the audience at the same time? Do you have a big follow? I'm assuming you have a massive following on Twitch, because it's all simp guys that are just fucking staring at the screen, fucking hanging on every word you say. I'm assuming you have a pretty big following, right?
Yeah, it's still growing as well. Like, I've been on there for almost 2 years.
Wow. Is there a game of choice is your game?
I don't play games like COD or WoW, but I've actually been thinking about it, just to have something that's sort of like the gold standard. I really like open world games, and this past year I became addicted to The Witcher 3, which I like. There's a long running joke in my stream that I will never finish it, just because it's such a long game. I like League of Legends. I don't play it on stream that often, though. It's very toxic.
Lewis, are you still a Fortniter, or have you moved?
Yeah, I play the battle royale games like Fortnite and Call of Duty, and I like Rocket League. I like all the children's games that 14-year-old kids play. But yeah, that's she's into some nerdy shit. You gotta like really to play those like open world games. You gotta really have some patience.
It took me a second to register COD and WoW or Call of Duty and World of Warcraft. That's how bad I am at the gaming world.
Yes.
Took me a second. The only game I finished this year was The Last of Us 2. That's the only game I played to the ending.
Oh, I couldn't finish it.
Why not? Because you got bored?
I got to the dog killing part and it fucked with me, man. Like I can kill like killing a wolf in The Witcher. Even that, I'm just like, ugh, I don't.
Oh shit, we lost her. That's an unattractive freeze frame.
I don't think she can be unattractive.
Yeah, she's so fucking.
She'll probably go back to it eventually, but it's just like one of those.
Wait, she's back, I think.
Tasha, we're losing you. I don't know if you can hear us.
Oh.
All right, you're back now. You're back now. We lost you for a solid. When you said you were killing dogs, you couldn't do it.
Yeah, even in The Witcher, you see some wolves that make you sad. Then you.
Yeah, but it's like it's in The Witcher. It's at least you know you're in this fantasy world. With The Last of Us 2, it is. It feels so realistic. I couldn't handle it. I'll probably go back to it eventually, but because I really did like the first one.
I finished it in 3 days like a lunatic. I couldn't put it down, and that's the only game I finished in years. The Last of Us 1 and Last of Us 2. And I just think that they Naughty Dog makes great games that you can really connect to. I don't like the battle. The battle royale games that Lewis likes, like Fortnite, I just am terrible at them, and I get miserable that you get killed immediately every time.
I like the competitiveness. I like it's there's no bullshit. There's nothing left for interpretation. It's like one man standing. You know, that's a I don't know. The idea that I'm challenging myself to fucking have a high score in some game.
I don't do that ever. I don't go back for the extra finishes and all that other nonsense. I just want to finish it. Like, I want to get it done. Once I start it and get into it, I just need to complete it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many hours did it take you to do
it? It was a lot. I don't remember, but I didn't leave the house for like three days.
That's crazy.
I'll kill a fucking dog all day long. I got a child. I have no problem killing animals. Not in real life, but in video games. You kidding me?
But I mean, that's the thing is, have you played Last of Us 2 though?
I haven't.
It was pretty realistic.
Say it, just play 5 minutes of it and you'll understand.
I knew it was real because I got an erection when I killed the dogs. I knew it felt like it.
Yeah. I was like, this is wow. I'm really in the game.
This is my home. This is speaking to me.
What about, do you fuck with virtual reality at all?
You know, I'm a huge fan of virtual reality in theory. I filmed a DJ tour back in like 2016. I bought all this gear. I tried to reach out to different companies. Nokia had this 360 camera. Their marketing department sucks because they wouldn't even return emails. Like, wouldn't even respond to Twitter. I'm so into keeping up with new technology. However, I don't think it's at a prosumer level yet, and it's not consumer friendly either. So it's to the point where, like, I don't want to waste my time with it.
I would have to say I disagree. I think the Oculus 2 knocks it out of the park.
I don't know, man. If I wasn't a streamer and I was just playing video games at home, yes. But the fact that I spend so much time streaming, I don't want an additional fucking headache to go on and be like, oh, shit, this doesn't work. Oh, now I have to troubleshoot this. Oh, now I gotta, you know.
There's not a lot of troubleshooting with Oculus 2. I just got it, and you're right, it is a little clunky. And between 2016 and 2020, I'm sure that just light years difference in terms of the quality. And I'm sure that'll be the case between the Oculus 2 and the Oculus 3. But I'll say right now, even when I played yours, Ralph, like maybe a year and a half ago, I just fucked with a game.
Yeah.
And when I got the Oculus 2, there was a huge jump in quality.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if it's, I think for streaming, it's not really like, I don't want to have this fucking headset on. It's, you get a little nauseous after a little while. But it is really, really fun. And I'll tell you right now, the fucking porn is excellent.
It's too much for me, man. It's too much for me.
Not enough.
The first time
bring it on. Porn. Are you out of your mind? Let me tell you something. I joined Wanks VR. I am a paying member of Wanks VR.
They should be paying you for how well you enunciated that.
Wanks with a Z.
The man who said it a million times. That's why.
Doggy, they should be fucking advertising on this show. That's how good it is. I was on it. I was clicking through. I was like, wow, this is fucking great. I only get a minute and a half. Never in my life. Never in my life have I paid for premium porn. Not once. It's always been tube sites. Got the Oculus, and they got me in. Wanks VR, guys.
That's funny. I'm going to have to check it out. I did one time tried it, and I was, you know, it was from the guy's perspective, and I looked down, and I was a jacked black dude, and it just took me out of it. Like, I'm not that dude. I know I'm not me. So that wasn't me, so it took me out of the VR experience, so to speak. What are you, Lewis, when you're doing it? You're just watching it, or are you the person?
No, I'm the person. I'm there.
I know what I'm saying. I picked the wrong one, I guess. It just took me out of it. Anyway.
I had an orgy with six Christmas elves today. Where my fucking life's at? Happy holidays to me. What did you guys do?
Nope. Losers? No thanks.
I went to.
No. Why not? What is your problem, Sasha? What is your issue with virtual reality porn?
It's just too, like, there's, it goes by, it's like a.
That's a very.
That wasn't even a sentence.
Lewis, how are you going to argue that? She made a very good point.
It's too intense. It's far too intense for me. Enough. Like,
what do you mean?
Lewis,
she freaked out over a digital dog. She can't have the porn.
Yeah, no way. It's so intense.
So you're just saying it's too realistic? Like, it's too, like, you're there?
Yes.
I showed a girl once, Lewis, super hot. You know, where you're shooting they're mannequins. They're not even real. And she freaked out. It was too real for her. She wanted, like, a sweet game. It just freaked her out. She wanted a Beat Saber.
Yeah, no, we're talking about porn right now, Ralph.
I know.
And Sasha are having an in-depth conversation about VR porn.
Yeah, according
to everyone's her, getting turned on right now. Go back to Super Hot.
According to her, Lewis,
it's basically that.
So, how is it being too realistic, too much for you? Like, that's why I love it.
Like, it's not sustainable. It's like it's the same reason I don't like vibrators. It makes me lazy.
Oh. That's interesting. So
it's too much, too fast, and then I'm done.
So it's too close to the real thing, and you think it would alter your mind, a la that game. What was that movie where they never left the? That just came out. I can't think of the goddamn movie. But
Okay, I don't know what movie you're talking about. Either.
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Oasis. Pow. They never left the Oasis. That. Yeah, the book was better. But anyway, you want to ask a question? I'm sorry, Sasha.
What video games do you play on VR?
Me?
What about you?
I mean, Super Hot's really cool. Beat Saber's fun. To be honest with you, I don't even love the games. It's more like I have it in my living room, and then when friends come over, they can play with it, and it's sort of a fun talking point. But I only play for like 20, 30 minutes at a time.
Yeah, okay. Me too. But I play the ones I play the most are super gay. I play the ping pong game all the time.
I saw somebody playing Uno, and that looked really fun.
The ping pong game feels like you're really, really playing ping pong. I played it with Shannon all the time.
I sat down at a poker table the other day.
Yeah, that's a big one. Poker is cool.
You sit down at a poker table and you just talk with these strangers from around the world. Like, everyone, it's bizarre. You're six people and, like, you have fake beers and you're drinking and it's what a crazy, crazy world, especially during like pandemic times.
Yeah. Pandemic, it gave me a connection, especially back in March when we first got locked down. I felt like I could still almost see Shannon. We'd play ping pong every so often. A few of my other friends, it felt like I had a connection to humanity.
Shannon, you play ping pong with Ralph and not me, you bitch.
It was during the pandemic. I'd Whatever. Be happy to play we're ping pong still in
the
pan-
We're still in the pandemic, Shannon.
When we get locked down again, it's the first thing we'll do.
Also, side note, Sasha, we've been trying to convince Shannon to do porn for 3 years straight. I mean, can give her a little nudge here.
Give her a sense pick.
Only if she wants it.
She's really against it, and she's self-conscious on many levels.
I don't have sex ever.
She hasn't had sex in 2 years.
This is like a really niche market.
Not wrong.
I like that idea. Once every 2 years, Shannon films a porn.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
All right, so a couple other things. You have this new show called Gray Area, which is on... Ven TV, which is a 24/7 gaming network. It's more like an interview show. I watched a couple of clips from it. Like, that's what you're doing there, but it's a gaming network.
Yes, it is a gaming pop culture network. And it started out as like a call-in show, right? And then since it's a brand new network and a brand new show, we've sort of developed it episode by episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of
you insulted Shannon. She just didn't like that at all. She walked off.
You don't want me. So yeah, it's it turned into sort of a hybrid. It's strange because we started out live, and then I would say 2 months into it, we started recording live to tape.
Okay,
so we experimented a lot with the format.
And how long have you been doing it now?
We started the first week of August, and the last week was our last week of the first season.
So are you filming? I mean, nowadays, are you able to film normally? Like, how does that actually work?
It's bizarre. So we will get tested every week. And then on the set, there's a COVID compliance officer, which is required, I think, by the city or the county.
Gestapo.
And basically they have like an 8-foot, so not even 6-foot, like an 8-foot orange stick that if they feel people are too close to each other.
Don't threaten me with a good just, time.
Yeah. Okay.
Shit.
Every time I tell a great joke, Sasha freezes up. I gotta stop being so funny on the show. That's really what it is.
It's so funny that you destroy your internet connection.
I know. I think she's into me.
That makes one of us.
I think
I think you have a common, you know, you play Twitch streams together.
Play Twitch streams. We're both old.
She's she's gone. God damn it.
Is she gone altogether?
I don't know.
She'll probably pop back on if I had to guess. It was right around now.
And go.
And as soon as you stop paying attention, right now.
I wonder if she can hear us.
Sorry, guys. All right. I connected with Ethernet, so that shouldn't happen again.
Yeah, and did you change your lighting as well?
No, but it looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
that is unreal.
I think it has to do with the fact that you're on a better connection with higher bandwidth, so it's not compressing the video.
All right, fucking nerd Ralph.
It looks fucking cool. It looks better.
You're welcome.
Well, now you'll have two.
I forgot where we were. Lewis, what was that great comment you made? I forget.
I think she's it. Cut out. He said, I think she's into me. So
that answers that one.
Oh, what great.
Oh, so you could hear us. Fuck.
No, actually, I couldn't. It was frozen for like a good 10 seconds. And I was like, trying to wait it out to see if it would correct itself. It did. And then it crashed.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about how you were filming. The guy had a stick 8 feet away.
Okay. Filming with COVID. It's bizarre, man. You know, we get tested every week. There's somebody that's constantly watching us. It's a very limited crew. So, you know, you guys, I'm sure, have been on sets and there's just always random people. So that it's a very limited crew. Only who needs to be there is there. You have to get your temperature checked every morning. Everyone's masked up. And then you have the talent. So if we're in front of the camera and somebody has to come up to us, like audio or anything like this, they have to wear a mask and a shield 6 feet apart, unless they actually have to do something with you.
Lewis, do you still believe COVID's not real?
I never said I didn't believe it was real. I said that our governments are using it to take away our freedoms and our basic rights, and we should be very wary of the restrictions that they're putting on us and the freedoms that were given up because of a virus that, you know, to be honest, isn't really as deadly as they're saying it is and they're pretending it is. But yeah, that's all I said. Yeah, it's real though, but the flu is real.
Yeah, the flu is real. Okay, just fair enough. I'm curious. No worries. All right. So now a couple other quick things, then we got to wrap it up, which is pretty fascinating. You wrote a whole trilogy. Yeah, she didn't like that, Jay. Lewis, she was so into you until that statement.
I know. Hey, look, I can't not speak my truth, Sasha. If you don't like it, then we can't be together.
Can I explain to you what happened, Lewis?
Okay.
I felt that she was into you, and I didn't like it.
I know. So I'm going to float. You cock-blocked me. You laid it up, and you know I couldn't fucking not get going with my flat earth shit. God damn it.
I knew it. I knew it.
Sabotage. Sasha, can we clear the slate?
Sabotage.
You were 2 hours away from getting her number and hanging out with her, and I fucked it up. It's going to be a whole thing. It's going to be a whole thing. I know. I'm sorry, Lewis. I get jealous.
I know.
Wait till she sees her DM later, and I hit her 15 times. And
oh, my God. She's leaving.
All right, so
report.
kudos to you. I looked it up. You wrote a whole trilogy of books. The Juliet book trilogy is pretty amazing. DJing books. And you're obviously someone that gets inspired and you just see it through. You want to do something, you do it. Not a lot of us do that.
I'm sick of how talented she is. She's making me sick. Stop. Why do you have to do so many things? We can barely speak into these microphones.
Yeah. Well, we've proven that tonight.
Yeah, man. Thanks. The Juliet Society. Yeah. But you know, all of these things come with their own challenges. It's not, again, like I would love to be able to sit here and write another novel right now, but I also have to live.
If you could only do one thing, you get to choose one creative activity. Money is not an object.
You can't say dating Lewis. That can't be it.
Oh, damn. That's what I was going to say.
So listen to me. That's off the table now. Okay. Yeah. I've taken it away from you. All right.
Right. I took it away from you, Lou.
Right.
Yeah. But if you could just choose one thing that you're doing or that maybe you have done, what would you be doing?
I like your really clear answers between the way you don't like porn and that answer right there.
No,
I know photography is a new passion of yours, correct?
Not new. No, it's something that I've been doing for a long time. And actually, this was the year that I decided 2020, this is it. I'm going to start a new series and I'm going to put myself out there in a different way than I have before, because everything I've done is like only been, you know, I guess you could say passion projects that are done for me, but now I want to put myself out there and show my work more.
But probably the hardest one to make money on of the various platforms that you're on, monetizing photography has got to be the hardest.
Especially these days when everybody has a smartphone and everybody's on Instagram and every dude with a dick and a camera can get girls to model for free. Like, yeah, it's not easy. But actually that's what sort of inspired me. I found myself becoming really frustrated with what I was seeing online. And I said to myself, okay, stop fucking complaining. If somebody like that can do it, you can do it. And I can do it well. I can do it better.
A great rock photographer that I'm friends with, his name is Mark Weiss. He shot almost every big rock star back in the day, the first Bon Jovi record, up until like new bands that are out now. And he said he'll take a disposable camera and his skill set against anybody else with the most expensive cameras in the world. And he knows he'll always get the better shot, which is pretty cool when you have that confidence and that background. But now I imagine it's next to impossible to do anything right now, but that's pretty
good. Now it's hard. Yeah. Actually, I have like some friends who have a little photo lab and they actually just partnered with a second one downtown LA. So now they have two locations and it's crazy. It seems like they're actually doing okay despite everything. And a lot of people have seemed to pick up film as a new hobby during the pandemic. But I'm like, where do you get this time? I don't understand.
Yes, yeah, it's a sort of, I guess, an old time, because my son's mother is a photographer, and I took photography in high school and college, and I really loved it, but it's just, you know, when you have the iPhone 12, the fucking camera's crazy on it, and then you get to take 100 shots and pick the absolute perfect one. It takes sort of all of the artistry out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, same thing happens with any like DJing when you used to need to learn how to mix CD and mix turntables. Now the app will do it for you. You don't have to do anything. You have to pick. You have to curate your collection of music.
Exactly.
You don't have to do that anymore. You just have everything, and it'll mix it for you. It's really weird.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's why, like, when I take photos, sometimes I'll go around with the film camera and then just my iPhone. And then I'll find myself like really saving the shot for the thing that I think is great. Mm-hmm. And then just taking the normal crap for Instagram on my phone. And then if you kind of discipline yourself like that, you really do end up with better results.
Sasha, I'll let you shoot me if you ever want to, like, just make it an afternoon.
So
like,
I'll
go to the park.
You've been so gracious during this interview. I can't believe it.
I prefer you to use an actual gun when you shoot him, though. That would be. all right, we're going to do the first. But before we do the first and wrap it up, I have the other question that the girl I'm dating asked me to ask you. So you could not answer it if you don't want to. But she was a big Entourage fan, and she wanted to know if in real life you actually did bang Adrian Grenier. You don't have to answer that.
I did not.
Okay, fair enough.
How was it? Because I was a complete douchebag and loved Entourage. Like, when that show was on, I fucking loved that show. Was there any truth to that storyline where, like, you were dating a guy that was just couldn't handle, like, if I do remember, you were going to film a gangbang scene in the show, and he was he was like, dude, I'm a fucking billionaire, you don't have to do this. And you're like, no, fuck that. But was there any truth to that?
Like Lou said, if I remember, like, he doesn't have that scene.
I know the dialogue.
I know the dialogue.
was there truth to that? Was that like sort of based off of reality?
Not my reality, no. But I would say that is probably something I would have done had that ever happened to me. That's just the kind of person.
So you never dated any guys while you were filming that were just like super jealous, couldn't handle
it? Oh, yeah.
Young guys are idiots.
Yeah. definitely, but it's much more complicated and nuanced than that. It's not, I mean, that's a TV show. But that whole relationship between our characters is actually based off of Charlie Sheen and Ginger Lynn.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's pretty cool. All right, so let's do this, Shannon. Let's do the first right now.
The first time ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
As you know, the name of the show is The SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We ask every guest at the end of the show to tell us about their first experience with all three. We start with rock and roll. We just mean the first concert you went to. It doesn't have to be rock music based, but a band we're going to know, not your friend's local band that no one's ever heard of.
Okay.
And when you went on your own volition, your parents didn't take you, you know, you chose to go.
Okay. First concert I went to was Santana then. I mean, first concert was actually John Mellencamp.
John Mellencamp.
But I wanted to go to it, but I went with like extended family and they told me there was some festival in their town. And I was like, okay.
How old were you?
11.
Yeah, here's a question, Lewis. Where do cantaloupes go in the summer?
No, I'm not clicking anything, Shannon. I don't know.
I think that's her doing that. Are you making the clicking?
No, that's me. Sorry. Fidget. No.
Yeah. Shannon sent me, you should have seen the angry message she sent me privately. Like, are you fucking clicking something right now? Why don't you bring that energy to Sasha, Shannon?
Shannon, bring that energy out. Let's hear it.
I always do that. And I never do it in frame. So people.
No, I need to tell
her. I don't even notice it because I do it so much.
I have to finish my dumb joke. You ready, Lewis? Where do cantaloupes go in the summer?
Where?
John Cougar's Mellencamp.
Oh, boom.
Bam.
Boom.
I didn't mind it.
All right, now the first drug you ever did after pot, unless pot wasn't the first drug you ever did.
Mushrooms.
And did we love it? How old were you?
Absolutely. I was 15.
That's a good
15
one.
15 or 16.
Did a friend give it? Was it something you planned out or did it just kind of happen?
Oh, I planned it. Like I knew what I wanted. I read how like to be in the right mindset, what to do, what not to do. Don't mix it with alcohol. It was great. It was just me and my best friend. Super safe. I think about like all the just weird shit we would do, not even drugs, just like weird shit we would do. And I was like, we were really lucky to have each other because we never ended up in sketchy situations. It was just always me and her. It was just the two of us. And then we just like.
Are you still in contact with her?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Do you still do mushrooms with her?
No, I don't. Fuck with shit.
Yeah, I can't fuck with mushrooms at all. They hurt my stomach and I talk to God and the devil every time.
Ew.
It's too much every time. I think you have to, if you said you had a good experience your first time and you loved it, you must have really been in a comfortable environment, because I think everyone else's first time tripping, they don't know what they're expecting. Somebody gives them too much acid or too much mushrooms and they're at a concert or they're out in, you know, some area. And you'll fucking lose your mind.
I've witnessed people. I'm like always the person that I can be around shit and I actually don't mind it. I like it. And then like, I only drink. So I'm always like the person, the bubble for everybody, like the protection for everyone. But I also kind of vicariously live through what people are going through. And I've been around some people. So I'm like, no.
All right. Now the first time you had, sex.
First time I had sex, I was 16.
Wow. Okay. And then a year later, you knew you wanted to get into porn. Was it someone you were dating? Was it a one-time thing? How did it come about?
It was like, I wouldn't say we were dating. It was just somebody that I had known since I was like 13. We had always been friendly and always were into each other and then started hanging out.
Hell yeah.
Were you both virgins?
No.
He wasn't.
He was not. No.
Was he older?
Yeah, just a few years older.
Wow, lucky guy. That's pretty good.
And then I think we'd already started hanging out, so we were already kind of messing around. And then I finally said, dude, come on.
Put it in me, like, for God's sake.
Can you bring seven of your closest friends over? I really need to get going.
I don't have friends. What are you talking about?
All right, so we're going to wrap this one up. Anything else you want to plug, Sasha? All the plugs, get them in right now, please.
Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. Anything else? Yeah, check out my Twitch streams, because that's, you know, that's the life, especially right now during this pandemic.
Is it just twitch.tv/SashaGray?
It sure is, yeah. And then, you know, website, SashaGray.com.
How often do you put up a new episode of Secret Sauce?
I was doing them weekly, but I took a few weeks off because I was getting very tired and did not have enough time to set them up. So actually, I still think I have a few left. Yeah, I should have one this week or next.
It's funny. I did a cooking show during pandemic in the beginning. I did 10 of them, but it was just too much work. And I called it Food and Ralphie Time because it was an acronym for the word fart.
I'm here for it.
I did 10 of them and I just stopped. There's too much work and editing it down to 1 minute for Instagram. Okay, Lewis.
Oh, for Instagram.
Yeah, I did it for 1 minute on Instagram. Lewis, your plugs?
I'm going to be returning to the biggest dick in the world competition next month. You know, last year I got runner up. It wasn't even a big deal. All my prize money, I donated it to charity, just, you know, little kids with cancer. I'm really giving and loving. And, you know, beyond that, I'm just going to be hanging out in whatever town Sasha lives in, looking to get some
dick. And
so whatever, you know, maybe you'll see some photos at one point.
Yeah, probably. Check your DMs right after this. Shannon, your plugs?
Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
Fair enough. Do you believe in ghosts? We'll ask that to everybody now, Sasha.
I'm excited.
She makes a lot of weird noises.
Put her on the spot. She's going to start tweaking out.
Ghost twerk. There's a great game called Phasmophobia that we've been playing, and it's in beta, so one of the characters died, but there was a glitch, so it looked like it was twerking as it died. Inside stream jokes that mean nothing to you guys, but it's hilarious to me.
More jokes like that at twitch.tv/SashaGray.
You're going to blow up that podcast, that Twitch stream. Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast, Good Sugar, that I do with the founder of Juice Press, where we talk about health and wellness. I put out a book, Lewis. I don't know if you know this, but I put it up right here. It is called The 100% Guaranteed Guide to Weight Loss and Fitness by Ralph Sutton. The first page says, eat less. The second page says, work out more. And the rest of the book is blank. And it is available now at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. A great gift for the holiday season.
Genius.
I can't tell if Lewis wants to punch me or thinks it's genius, but I know that Sasha likes it, and that's all that matters.
Biggest troll of 2020. I like it.
Yeah, I hate you, and I want to now kill myself.
Fair enough. We'll do a song of the week. We do it at the end of every show. We had this band on a couple weeks ago, and I've been listening to this song over and over again. The band is AWOL Nation. The song is Sail. We'll play that in our playlist. Sasha Gray, thank you so much. And I promise not to send you disturbing DMs at all. See you next week on the SCR show.
Listening to the SDR show.